The California recall is now a distant memory, and all those jokes about muscles and movies and hasta la vista quips have now gone stale. Come Monday, it will be official. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be sworn in as the governor of California. For a look at the challenges he faces in his new role, we're joined again by Phil Mateer, a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good to have you back.
Well, it certainly is going to be interesting times here, that's for sure.
Despite all the acrimony of the recall campaign, though, the transition has been relatively smooth.
It has indeed. It was as if the rhetoric of the recall passed once the vote tally came in and Arnold Schwarzenegger was the clear winner. This was not a case like Florida where there was a split decision. The voters really spoke, and 25% of the Democrats, in fact, voted for Arnold as well. So a lot of the partisan bickering stopped, and I think that was a testament to both sides. I'd have to say that Arnold went out of his way to be as gracious as he could both to Governor Gray Davis and to the rest of the Democrats, going over visiting with them personally rather than waiting for them to come to him. So he has commanded the stage, so to speak, from the get-go, and the Democrats are at least now keeping smiles on their faces, although some of them may be grimaces more than the smiles of joy.
Schwarzenegger has started to assemble his team. What will his administration look like, and what are we likely to see in terms of his governing style?
Well, we're definitely getting a Republican governor in California again, only the difference is it's going to be a moderate Republican. Arnold is pro-choice. He's very big on the environment, so some people are actually tabbing him as Conan the Green in reference to one of his earlier movies. It's also interesting to note that Schwarzenegger has put out a number of feelers to Democrats to join the administration, and so far only one or two have taken him up on it because there's a feeling there they want to wait and see exactly what kind of plays he's going to call and if indeed he's going to be the people's governor or he's going to be a replay of partisan politics.
Now, his biggest challenge and his first priority is dealing with the budget. On Tuesday, in his first full day in office, he'll present a budget proposal. Any indication where he plans to make those cuts?
Well, the first thing he plans to do is roll back a very unpopular increase in the vehicle registration tax here in California. Then he'll have about 4 to 6 months to come up with the cuts or the revenues. Let's not rule out the revenues to make up for that and the rest of the state's budget problems. His first task is not solving the budget process, so to speak, but just getting the credibility so that people will buy his solution when it comes.
During his campaign, he was dogged by allegations of bad or questionable behavior in his personal life. Is this completely behind him, or will this continue to dog him once he's in office?
Well, let's be blunt here. We're talking about his alleged groping of women both on movie sets and in his early old life. There was a feeling, you know, in news how things sort of go away after an election, and that was yesterday, and oh, we talked about that. But the Attorney General brought it back to the fore just a little while ago, saying that, you know, he's really got to try to address these, and he better do it or else it'll be an ongoing stain on his administration.
Phil, let's look forward to Monday if we could. That's the official transfer of power, and given Schwarzenegger's background in Hollywood, one might expect a lot of fireworks and fanfare. What will we see?
Well, we're definitely going to see a lot of media. They've gotten over 500 requests from print, television. The satellite trucks are lining up there. But the main thing is it's not going to have any galas. There's not going to be a lot of balloons. There's not going to be dances. There's not going to be black tie balls. It's going to be swear in, a quick luncheon or two, and then get down to business because that's what he was brought in to do.
Phil, thanks for joining us.
Well, keep your eyes on California. Things are always changing out here.
Phil Mateer is a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.